I know one of the main questions is, Mike, if you want to start out, when you graduated high school, where were you in 2007?
I graduated in the spring of 2007, so that summer and that fall, I was basically back in Miami doing a little work and that before I decided to go off and to California in that the following January.
Okay, because your bio says
you played four games in 07.
Well, no, I didn't play anywhere in 07.
Was that 08 probably?
That couldn't have been correct because I started all 12 games in 08.
Okay, I'll fix that. I'll call you later about that. I'll let them ask the question.
Okay, well, run through your college career for us then, year by year.
I got up in California January of 08 and went through the entire spring and summer and started 12 games as a freshman at El Camino, was an All-American after my freshman year, and was also an All-American after starting all 12 games my sophomore year, and became the number one cornerback recruit out of junior college, and ended up signing with Florida State and reported the summer of 2010, right before camp, and was able to go through camp and start in the game, just come in and contribute different nickel situations and stuff like that, all special teams. And I mean, was able to win a starting job as a senior, rotating with two other guys, and just was able to come in and make a lot of plays and contribute to my team the best way I could.
Now, you weren't a full-time starter, were you? You kind of started part of the time?
Yeah, we rotated starters every week, so.
How nice is it for you to end up in Jacksonville, not too far from home, staying in the state of Florida?
It's definitely good, man. Staying in the state of Florida, definitely be able to stay close, and the family can come out here and never come to games, stuff like that. So it's definitely, it's not too far from where I played college ball, so that should be enjoyable also.
Where were you going to go out of high school before you ended up at JUCO?
I had a couple of schools looking at me, but I was definitely heading more towards the University of Miami.
Okay.
And what happened then?
I wasn't able to qualify. So, of course, I couldn't enroll into the university. So I thought about going to a prep school, which that didn't work out also. So I ultimately got with some people down here and got a connection with a great school by the name of El Camino out of California. It's also a few guys from Miami had previously attended, so I ended up going out there for 2 years.
I read that Florida State, even when you were in high school, they recruited you and they told you that, you know, once everything settles, you get everything figured out, we'll still want you. Did that? Who else was? Is that how it went with Florida State?
Say it again, please.
Sorry. When you were coming out of high school, I guess Florida State was recruiting you and kind of told you that they'd stick with you, and once you had kind of everything figured out, that they'd be able to bring you in?
No, they actually didn't recruit me at all out of high school, so it was kind of ironic to me that they actually were the last team to try to recruit me out of junior college. But the fit was so well, and it seemed like a perfect matchup that I definitely couldn't pass up more.
Mike, what have the Jags told you about your prospects here, and how big a special teams guy have you been?
Definitely come in and be able to contribute on all special teams, as well as come in and try to contribute on defensive practices for playing a nickel and a dime and stuff like that. So I'm going to just come in and try to learn the playbook as fast as possible and contribute any way I can to help the team in the football game.
Coach mentioned you played quarterback in high school?
Yeah, I played quarterback in high school for 2 years.
And he talked about maybe experimenting with you in the Wildcat. did he mention it to you?
I haven't heard any talks about that, but I definitely wouldn't turn it down if they would have approached me. I definitely would not.
So you'd like that opportunity if they decide to look at you that way?
Yeah, I definitely love the opportunity.
What kind of offense did you run in high school?
Option. I was option quarterback in high school.
And what, the colleges didn't look at you as a quarterback?
No, not at all. I knew it going to the next level was a totally different game. So most of the schools looked at some. If you looked at me as a sort of receiver, most of the time it was a a cornerback, defensive back, because I played defensive back as a sophomore.
So what? Your arm wasn't a big time quarterback arm or so, or?
Yeah, definitely not. I don't have the arm of most of the guys on the college level, so I definitely knew it was time for a sweep out of high school.
Okay, but you could run the Wildcat and you're a good runner, that type of thing.
Yeah, definitely. I definitely wouldn't mind doing that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. You have any siblings?
Yes, I have two brothers and one sister. My sister being the oldest.
Your brothers play?
My older brother did not play. My younger brother actually decided to go to the South Alabama University.
What kind of role, Mike, do you play now with your mom gone? What kind of role do you play in their lives in terms of being a provider or whatnot?
I'm just trying to help out any way I can. You know, we're very close and stuff like that. So we're very the only immediate family that I have. So we try to just stick together and help each other out in any way possible.
Who do they live with?
My sister stays down here. My older brother actually stays out in Brooklyn, New York. My younger brother is down here staying with my sister until he goes off to school.
Would you bring them with you to Jacksonville? Is that how it would work, or you don't know?
No, not at all. My sister would continue to stay down here in Miami.
Okay. And didn't score.
You had an 89-yard interception last year?
Yeah, against Florida. It was actually my only interception of my senior year.
Was that like your big moment of the year?
Yeah, it was definitely a chance, opportunity for me to make the biggest play of the year. So, but I ended up getting so tired, I was sort of dead at the end. And ultimately, ended up getting caught like on the 3 or 4 yard line. So it was sort of a letdown. It was bittersweet.
If you score, you guys win that game, right?
Yeah, we ended up winning the game also. But
oh, that's right.
It would have been great for me to go out with that on my resume.
That's right. So did your teammates kind of rib you for getting caught?
Yeah, I heard about it for a little while from the administrative staff and people in the front office of that Florida State. Saying if I was good, it would have been the longest interception in Florida State history, but it's all good.
So you would have topped Dion, eh?
Yeah, definitely. Definitely would have been Dion in that area.
Oh. You still wear number one? Is that what you want?
If I could, I definitely would love to. I definitely would love to. That's a number I enjoy wearing for 2 years over at Florida State. But if I could wear that in the NFL, I definitely would love to.
Any reason behind wearing it?
I guess being looked up to, everyone looks for number one on the football field. So I just thought I'd be the special player to wear it at Florida State.
I think that's it, Mike. We appreciate it. We'll see
you
on Thursday.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, thanks.